Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here five times a week to help you get a great 5 minute start to your day. I'm going to give you some encouragement and some hope from God's word because I really want you to know that you matter, that you are important and you have a purpose. So I invite you to subscribe to this podcast and join me here Monday to Friday to help your day by starting right with Danny Mac.
One of the things I really like about this pandemic, and I know you shouldn't say you like a whole lot about it, but one of the things I do like is the fact that there are many people who are going and taking courses and doing things that they've always wanted to do, but they felt that they were not able to because of a lack of time. I'm reminded of what it says in Psalm 37 and verse 4. It says, "Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart." So I want to talk to those of you this morning who had, when you were younger, some desires and dreams in your life about what you wanted to do and what you wanted to be with your life. Some of those things were planted deep within you and spoke about how you were going to live your life. There were some of the priorities that you wanted to have. There are some of you out there who had dreams to write a book, to learn photography, to be a painter. Some of you wanted to learn another language or how to start a business or how to build a ministry that would actually reach out and make a difference in other people's lives. Well, somewhere along the line, those dreams got sidetracked. We had to start dealing with life. Life means you get married and you have children and you have to get a job and you have to pay bills and you have to do all of those things. And sometimes those dreams fade away and we feel they are no longer within our reach. Then there's some of us who've gone through it. We had our dreams and our visions, and maybe we were even on the path towards fulfilling those dreams and visions when something happened. We made mistakes. We felt that we disqualified ourselves from what God was wanting to do in our lives and what God was wanting to accomplish. And so we've set those dreams and we put them aside and we didn't allow them to continue. God planted within you those dreams and those visions. And right now we have time. We have time to be able to go and look at those things and to try to step back into them again. Romans chapter 11 verse 29 says, "The gifts and calling of God are without repentance." That word repentance means that they are not revocable. God will not change his mind and pull it back away from you. And he doesn't say the gifts and calling of God are only for those who have lived perfectly. You can have had a lot of problems and a lot of frustrations in your life, but God still has got a calling and a purpose in your life and dreams that he has planted in you. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to find a quiet place where you can have a chance to be by yourself and with God and just say, "Lord, remind me of what you placed in my heart for my life. Remind me of what you called me to do. Show me those dreams that I had and those desires that you gave me." And recognize that whatever that was that God placed within you, he wants to stir it up again. God has not removed those gifts and callings. God has not removed that hand and that place upon your life. He wants you to fulfill it. And then, now, in this time where we have time, take the steps toward what God is leading you to. Reach out. Reach out to some around you who can help you. Reach out to places where you can get the training. Take the courses. Get the understanding. Let God feed you and grow you because there are great things within you that you haven't even touched on yet because the Spirit of God is alive in you and his calling on you has never been removed. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans not to harm you, but to give you a hope and a future." As you sit and think about those things that God planted in you a long time ago, God continues to plant those dreams within you. He's wanting you to move forward in experiencing more of what he has for you in your life. God is for you and not against you. His plans are not to harm you, but to give you the hope and the future that you want. So spend some time with him today and ask him to stir up within you those callings once again. And then get excited about what God is doing because he's on your side. He's working for you. He believes in you. Let God's blessing be on you and the strength of God be with you today. Be blessed.
Thank you for listening today, and I invite you to join me again tomorrow and every weekday, Monday to Friday, as together we look to make our days better by starting right with Danny Mac. Have a great day. God bless.